right, look, no matter what you do, Patsy, I ain't taking you for a walk right now.
Why not?
Oh, hi, Olive.
Hi, Lefty.
Well, I'm in the mood to listen to Comedy-O-Rama, aren't you?
I'm in the mood for Comedy-O-Rama.
But, you know, I gotta walk these
Simply
dogs 6 miles a day.
Because it's funny.
Maybe if I take my smartphone with me, I can listen on the trail funny as I'm hiking her.
If it is really funny.
I think that's a good idea.
You could do that right now. Take
all right,
it on your
let's,
smartphone.
Let's do it. Let's go.
All right. See you later, Lefty.
All right, goodbye.
I love you, Lefty. Enjoy Comedy-O-Rama.
Yeah.
Comedy-O-Rama Theater presents The Misadventures of Sherlock Holmes, the honest and true memoirs of a non-entity. Episode 4, A Study in Lavender.
Before I get down to cases, let me say that the recent outpour of fraudulent Sherlock Holmes books has annoyed me severely. In the past month, no less than 3 such publications have crept into the bookstalls, each claiming on the title page to be recently discovered manuscripts reprinted from the reminiscences of the late John H. Watson, M.D. Well, first of all, I am Dr. John Watson, and secondly, I'm not dead. Even Holmes himself could deduce as much if he were here. At this moment, he's in some retirement village in Sussex, getting a stinger transplant for his killer bee, Murray. At any rate, the story I wish to relate, I can assure you, is an original. One which I personally scrawled in the dim glow of my oil lamp. There was a pounding rain outside our lodgings at 221B Baker Street, the night in question. It was the sort of night that makes one curl up with a good set of lantern slides and a cup of Mrs. Hudson's delicious hot toddy, which is what I did. Holmes was busy filling his Persian slippers with Jamaican tobacco, a habit of...